So, good morning, and welcome to the meditation. And this week I'm going through the basic sequence, the sequence of the basic instructions for mindfulness practice that I teach here at IMC, where we focus on breathing first, and then the body, and then emotions, thinking, and then something interesting on the final day. And so here, today is the day on emotions. And certainly emotions are an important part of life. But I think it's useful to consider that emotions are probably not what you think they are. And they're probably more important in ways that you can't imagine or don't really know, at the same time as being less important than maybe you realize. For people who maybe have very little contact with their emotions, for some of them that they're probably more important than they realize. And for people who are very much in touch and in contact with their emotions, and there's a way in which maybe they're less important than you realize. And either direction is a corrective in the direction of becoming free, a kind of freedom to emote, a freedom of emotions in a particular Buddhist way. So in the teachings of this mindfulness practice, there are four dimensions or four aspects of mindfulness of emotions. And these can happen all at once in some kind of holistic way, or they can happen each distinctly as is appropriate, as is useful, as whichever one is the most freeing in the moment. And that begs the question of what does freeing mean? But so the one is to simply recognize, to clearly recognize an emotion which is there as powerful. To recognize that we're happy, or to recognize we're sad or grieving, to recognize we're angry, discouraged, inspired. There's something that happens in the recognition, that if the recognition is very simple, just the recognition, that there's something freeing in that, just allows it to be there, makes almost like making space for something. The second aspect is allowing. And whatever the emotion is, to allow it. And meditation practice, whatever your posture is, whether it's sitting or even walking meditation, standing meditation, there's something about that's very special about the posture that we settle into or intentionally place ourselves in when we meditate, that becomes a posture that's meant to be able to hold and make room for anything that we're feeling inside. In daily life, it might not be possible to allow all our emotions, their freedom, just flow through us. We might make a mistake in what we say and do. We have to care for people in ways that sometimes our emotions wouldn't if we just let them be expressed. But in meditation, it's meant to be a place of real, no shame, no embarrassment, no blame, no needing to run away from, no need to collapse. Lean forward and grab, just sitting upright and allowing it to course through us and stay present, stay aware. So once we recognize it, we can allow. The third is to feel. And the feel is to really experience the physicality of the emotion. The physical expression of it, manifestation of it. And almost all emotions that we feel have some kind of physical manifestation that lets us know that we're having an emotion. And so, you know, it could be that the chest is tight and compressed. It could be the jaws are clenched. It could be the stomach has butterflies in it. It could be there's a warmth that kind of that kind of radiates from the heart that feels so good, or the hands feel delightfully tingly, or there's a wonderful thrill that runs through the body and when there's joy or something. And so to feel it and to trust the body's experience. And one of the reasons it's so useful to feel the physicality of emotions, it's a way of stepping away from the story-making mind. The stories, the ideas, the projections, the planning, the reactivity of the thinking mind, which has a way of fueling and continuing the emotion. It's a little bit like someone who reaches down to grab a beach ball on the ground, and as they do so, their foot kicks the ball further. So they walk up to the ball, reach down to pick it up, and they kick it, and they're never able to pick it up because they keep kicking it forward. So the same way with our emotions, there's a way in which our story-making mind, our ruminations about what's going on, keeps kicking the emotion forward. And so we're never quite able to get a clear view of it or a clear stepping back and holding it in a loving, compassionate way or wise way, liberated way. And so feeling is not the same thing as story. So it's a way of allowing the body to process the emotion. And the fourth is something that's a little more complicated, which means teasing apart. And that's meant to be something very, very simple, but to begin distinguishing between things and different aspects of the emotion. This, for example, the physical manifestation versus the story-making mind. The difference between our attitude towards the emotion and the emotion itself. And so these very simple distinctions that makes kind of breathing room to be present, so it's easier to be there with it without having these knotted up with each other. When our reactivity and attitude is knotted up with the emotion, it can be very difficult. And in some ways, we keep kicking the ball forward. So those these four, recognize, allow, feel, and tease apart, makes up the acronym RAFT. And with this RAFT, we can float on the wonderful current of our emotions rather than drown in them. So assuming a meditative posture and gently closing your eyes, or keeping them open if that's your practice. And with your eyes, with your sitting just like you are, just check in with yourself and how are you feeling right now? What's your mood, your emotional state? How is it? And have a few moments of clearly recognizing it and seeing if that recognition can be very, very simple. Just the recognition. Oh, it's like this. And if it's very vague how you're feeling, then you can just recognize that you're having a feeling. Just that's all. You don't have to name it more specific than that. Or if there's no feelings or emotions or mood states, then recognize the absence. And however you are feeling, what does it mean for you to allow it now? Give room for it. Not assume it should be different. In a sense, giving permission for however you're feeling to be there. Unconditional permission. Maybe as if your emotional state has never had permission to be out in the sun. It's the sun of awareness. And finally it's allowed to just exist and be felt and known. And And then feel it in your body. What parts of your body are most active or alive or with sensations associated with how you're feeling? And it could be anywhere. The face, the hands, the belly, the chest, the head, the back, the feet. And then to tease apart is to notice, tease apart, distinguish between your thinking, your reactions, your judgments about what you're feeling, and the simplicity of the feeling itself. Tease apart the stories you're telling yourself about it from the embodied experience itself. And with this kind of beginning of recognizing how you are, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, 3/4 full, the inhale. Maybe inhaling into the body that's feeling. And then long exhale, softening and relaxing the body. Relaxing around how you're feeling. Long exhale and settling in to your body here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with the breath and breathing kind of itself, on the exhale, relaxing the muscles of your face, letting those muscles fall away from the bone. Muscles of the face do so much work throughout the day. And now, sitting here, you can let it rest. And then, maybe on the exhale, to soften the shoulders. Release the shoulders. No need to carry the weight of the world for these minutes that you're here. And softening your belly. And then within your body, as part of your bodily experience, become aware of how the body experiences breathing. And when you're exhaling, perhaps from time to time you can let go of your thinking. Or quiet your thinking. so you can better ride along in the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. quietly, calmly, without disturbing things too much or at all. How are you feeling now? What's the emotional tenor, mood that's present for you? Calm or agitated? Content or discontent? Happy or sad? Irritated or friendly? Whatever it might be for you, recognize it for what it is. Without being too concerned with how accurate the recognition is, like it has to be the exact word. Maybe it's a silent recognition, an acknowledgement. And in that recognition, is there some freedom, some non-entanglement, like stepping back and non-involvement? And make room for how you're feeling. Allow it to be there. And in that allowing, is there a kind of freedom? Non-entanglement. And then gently, how does the body experience your emotion? How's it felt in the body? Perhaps trusting the body's experience. And then teasing apart the simplicity of your emotion, your state, your mood, in any kind of way that you define yourself by it, or judge yourself by it, or identify yourself by what you're feeling. Those are two different things. The emotion that can be independent of any conclusion you make about what it says about you, yourself. Those conclusions are, tease them apart, and maybe the conclusions can drift away. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, the respect, the care that we give to our emotional life, the ability to be physically sensitive, heightened sensitivity to the manifestation, the arising of emotions, is the sensitivity that also makes room for compassion and kindness, love and goodwill, and a sense of care and caring. A tenderness of heart. A tenderness that has room for a sympathetic resonance with others. And the coming to the end of this sitting, perhaps with whatever sensitivity you have, tenderness, warmth, to now bring into your mind and heart the people of your life, people around you in your neighborhood and your communities, people that you maybe communicate with or in your extended family, or strangers that you're liable to run into today. And to regard them kindly, to kindly gaze or kindly consider these people, and perhaps consider how wonderful it would be if some of them could be happy, if some of them could be peaceful and contentedly inspired in their life. And to wish that that was so, to let yourself have some goodwill towards them. May it be so. May these people I know or meet, may they be happy. May these people that I maybe meet today, may they be safe. May the people that I meet today, think about today, or communicate with today, or learn about today, may they be peaceful. And may they all be free. And finally, in ways that are appropriate and inspiring for me, may I contribute to this possibility for others. For each of us, in ways that are right for us, inspiring for us, not an obligation, but an inspiration. May we live this day for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy.